Every Mass begins with the sign of the cross. We, as Christians, were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We make this same gesture before we begin a meal, before prayers, or sometimes even in moments of intense need. Every time we trace the sign of the cross, we remind ourselves of two profound truths. The first truth is what God has done. He loved the world so much that he took on our humanity. He suffered and he died on the cross for our salvation. And the second truth is we're reminded of who God is. God is a Trinity. God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier. One of the most fundamental truths of our faith is that God is love. Spiritual writers like G.K. Chesterton and C.S. Lewis remind us that love, by its very nature, is relational. Love can't exist in isolation. It implies a relationship, a communion of persons. St. Augustine beautifully describes the Trinity in this way. God the Father is the lover. Jesus is the beloved. And the Holy Spirit is the love between them. So as we reflect on this mystery, may we mirror this love in our own lives. May we love others as God loves us. May we receive the love with open hearts, and then may we allow the love to flow through us to those in need. We hear in today's gospel, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth. May God lead us not only to know the truth, but to live it deep in our hearts. The truth that God is a relationship of love. And because we are immensely loved by God, we in turn are called to love others. May you remember this truth every time you make the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.